Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1628 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Couldn't see how she could get into trouble by telling the truth. This is only a portion of the conversation I heard. This conversation occurred Monday, April 13th, 1914. Attached is a piece of paper. Jim Conley, sworn for the state. It is not true that on April 26, 1913, at about 2:15 o'clock p.m. or at any other time on said day, I come out of the alley immediately in the rear of the National Pencil Company factory, nor is it true that I bought a 25-cent dinner that day or anything else from Mary Rich, nor is it true that I returned carrying said dinner in my hand and went back up said alley in the direction of the pencil factory. I was formerly employed at the National Pencil Company, and I knew Mr. Dotbecker and recall that when he left, I assisted in the removal of his desk and papers from Mr. Dotbecker, quote, S office on the fourth floor, to the office of Mr. Dot Frank on the second floor. Among the papers of Mr. Dotbecker that were moved were the order blanks upon which the notes written by me found by the body of Mary Fagan were found. These were moved with the desk to Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office. It is also true that I was a fireman in the basement of the factory for about 2 months. Then I was the elevator boy for about a year and a half, going to the basement, and the rest of the time while I was working at the factory, I was familiar with the conditions existing in the plant. It is not true that the basement was allowed to have papers accumulated in it or stored in it. The basement was inspected by firemen of the city of Atlanta, and we were required to keep the basement cleaned of trash and papers. We were compelled to clean up all papers and trash and would burn and put it in front of the furnace and burn it up. The blank upon which I wrote was in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office on the second floor of the pencil factory. There were no order blanks or books allowed to stay in the factory basement, and I saw none and did not write on any found in the basement on April 26, 1913. I do not know by name Miss Helen Ferguson. I was not on the second floor of the National Pencil Company factory on the Saturday preceding April 26, 1913, and make any statement to her. Yes, take all the boxes you want, Miss Helen. I did not keep getting closer to her, nor did I make any move as though I intended to grab her, nor did she become frightened and run away. My work is on.